the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: ECZ clarifies that 15 April is for presidential nomination only. President Hichilema urges SADC teachers to work in unity. And in international news, Senegal bans ministers from foreign travel as oil price rise bites.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has clarified that 15th April 2026 marks the commencement of presidential nomination fee payments for candidates opting for provincial pre-processing, while National Assembly, mayoral and councillor candidates will pay their fees after the dissolution of parliament and councils. This follows misinformation circulating on media platforms suggesting that all candidates for the August general election must pay their nomination fees on 15th April 2026. In a statement, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro has explained that the pre-processing of supporters is an administrative measure designed to reduce costs and logistical challenges for presidential candidates who are required by law to mobilize at least 100 registered voters from each province. He has also noted that the dates and procedures were transparently outlined in this year's general election roadmap, a public document accessible to all stakeholders. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged teachers in the Southern African Development Community region to work in unison, emphasizing that unity is essential for improving education standards. Speaking at the official opening of the 17th session of the Association of Non-Aligned Teachers Unions of Southern Africa Festival in Livingston, the president has highlighted the importance of benchmarking as a civilized approach to finding solutions to challenges faced by countries, noting that there is no need to reinvent the wheel. President Hichilema has commended TUSA for its efforts to unite teachers in the southern region and emphasize that free education as a national priority, reaffirming that legislation will be introduced to ensure every child has access to free education.
Benchmarking is part of a civilized way of looking for solutions towards problems that you face. And there's no need to reinvent the wheel. I do believe ANTUSA is the platform to allow you to do that. And when you dialogue with government and, for example, the SADC region, where we sit every now and then, it's easier to decipher what you're saying when you've isolated country-specific challenges, but also regional challenges and continental challenges. And I want to assure you that we will not take any of the issues you bring to the table lightly as countries, as SADC, but also we'll take them to the AU table. Not even there, we'll take them to the UN table, because that's how our global village operates.
And ANTUSA President Mkhwelesi, I beg your pardon, Kleseli Dovola said Zambia has become a development model due to its focus on education, and praised President Hichilema for his support of teachers in the southern region.
Zambia is now viewed as the sanctuary of development and remarkable actions, and biasness towards education is evident. Therefore, stealing from Trey Smith, I want to say, Mr. President, if your presence doesn't make an impact, your absence won't make a difference. We feel your presence, even if you are not part of us sometimes, but your actions speak louder than the words.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya says Zambia needs to increase maize exports ahead of the 2026 crop marketing season, noting that the country is anticipating another bumper harvest despite having limited storage capacity. Dr. Bulaya has told Hot FM News that government through the Food Reserve Agency is currently renting storage facilities from the private sector due to inadequate storage infrastructure. He has noted that FRA purchased about 1.6 million metric tons of maize during the 2025 crop marketing season, but has exported less than 500,000 metric tons, leaving significant stocks in reserve. Dr. Bulaya said while government has continued to promote increased maize production, this effort must be supported by the construction of more storage facilities.
Actually, the Minister of Agriculture this time around through FRIA are renting some of the private storage facilities from the private sector, meaning we don't store it. So even as we push on expansion of the production levels, we need to push on storage facilities as well as on export, so that we don't keep the maize that we fail to retain in terms of a proper storage facility. So in this case, exports is the solution to cushion on the impact of facilities.
Government says it remains responsible for strategic petroleum reserves in the country, even though the procurement of petroleum products is largely led by the private sector. Speaking to Hot FM News, Ministry of Energy Permanent Secretary for Energy, Professor Ephraim Munshifwa, said maintaining strategic reserves will ensure the country has access to fuel during times of crisis. Professor Munshifwa has added that government is building reserves to strengthen the sector and sustain energy supply. He has also called on the private sector to actively participate in the procurement chain to support the growth of the petroleum industry.
And this is why now we are saying, can the private now be able to run into this space and provide the product? But of course that doesn't mean that government is out of it, because we realize, even as we see the situation unfolding, that the strategic reserves still remain the responsibility of government. And this is why we are building up these reserves, so that should we have situations like we still have some product as government that would cushion for a period as we look for the alternatives at that particular.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Mobile Money Business Association has appealed to government to provide financial support to young people seeking to enter the mobile money business, citing lack of capital as a major barrier. In an interview, Association President Pamfred Hasweka said the mobile money sector has become one of the largest employers of young people in Zambia, offering income opportunities across the country. He has noted that despite the sector's rapid growth, many youth are unable to participate due to limited access to startup capital. Mr. Hasweka has stressed that with adequate financial support, more young people would be empowered to join the business and improve their livelihoods.
Mobile money agents remain one of the groups that have been left behind in as far as empowerment is concerned. So access to capital is very critical. So government really needs to look into this to expand access to capital in order that, you know, the operating environment is very favorable. We don't need very exorbitant prices just to get a trading license, because we are going to hinder, you know, compliance to local business requirements.
International news.
Government ministers in Senegal have been banned from all non-essential foreign travel following the rise in the price of oil resulting from the conflict in Iran, the prime minister has announced. Speaking at a youth rally yesterday, Ousmane Sonko said that the current cost of a barrel of oil was approaching double what had been budgeted for. Sonko has postponed his own trips to Niger, Spain and France as part of the restrictions. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Iranian media say US-Israeli attacks have targeted energy and other industrial sites. One missile struck near the Bushehr nuclear plant in southern Iran, killing one guard. The plant's Russian operator has begun evacuating nearly 200 of its staff there. Pakistan has announced a reduction in tax on petrol after a backlash over its decision to sharply increase prices due to the Middle East conflict. conflict. It came just a day after the government hiked consumer prices for both petrol and diesel, blaming rising global prices. In addition, state-run public transport will be free in Islamabad and in Punjab and Sindh provinces. The four astronauts of the Artemis II mission have passed the halfway point between Earth and the Moon. The crew